It's time for Nashville News.
I've come here to tell you the news.
I just wanted to tell you the news.
It's Nashville News.
Coin 93.9 brought to you by Pearson & Finley Insurance, protecting you and your loved ones for generations to come. Call them at 903-784-0836. Oh my goodness, on the telephone right now, it's Nora Collins. Hi, Nora.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Shelby's here with me, too.
Good morning.
Good morning. So happy to talk with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, so we found your song. We go probably twice a week to New Boots on Spotify.
Okay.
Because there's always good stuff there that's not necessarily in where we normally get music from, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we got Plain Jane, and it is awesome. It is going over well. It is a fantastic song. Talk about the song a little bit. Let's start there.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much. Plain Jane is a very special song to me. I remember everything about the day that I wrote that song. I wrote it on a morning when I wasn't feeling good enough. You know, I think that's something that we all can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I was scrolling through my Instagram feed and was letting, you know, other people's highlights reels bring me down. And that's never a good place to be in. And I was throwing myself a little pity party. And on the way into my publishing office to write that day, I was just, you know, feeling sad and wondering, am I going to make it in this industry? Mm-hmm. The music industry is so hard. And
yep.
Do I have a spot for me? Am I special enough? Am I different enough? And luckily I brought the idea of Plain Jane that morning into two amazing co-writers, who helped me really say what was on my heart. And, I hope that people can connect to it and that it means something to them.
Now,
I wrote it like a little pep talk to myself. And so I hope that it can do that for someone else when they're feeling down.
It is an amazing song. Now, how in the world did Vince Gill end up on it? That seems like a huge endorsement, Nora.
Yes, that was a dream come true. I'm so grateful and honored to have his amazing, you know, iconic voice as backing vocals on this song. So I'm a songwriter in Nashville at a company called MV2 Entertainment, and our general manager is a guy named Tony Harrell, who is an amazing piano player and has played on like everybody's records, and he's been on the road with Vince and Amy Grant, and has developed a great friendship with them. And Tony, without me knowing, showed the song to Vince and just said, you know, I think this is a special song. Would you be interested in making it even more special? And Vince said, without a doubt, let's do it.
Wow.
Well, coming up here in a few minutes when we're all done, I don't know how kosher this is, but I recorded the acoustic version from the video because to me, what it does is it shows what a fantastic voice you have, because there's like no sweetening. There's no after the fact. That's just you singing.
Thank you so much.
And it's really, really good. So we're going to play that coming up in a little bit. You have some Christmas music too.
Yes, I do. I released a Christmas EP last year, and it's a CD made up of six Christmas songs, two original songs that I wrote with my good friend Robert Arthur, and then four Christmas classics, some of my favorites.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Coming up on 3 years in April.
Now, have you made friends with other writers and stuff? Here's the thing I know about that. I know it's incredibly hard, but I also know that's kind of a tight-knit community of songwriters and artists that we don't necessarily hear from all the time, and you guys get together and probably make a lot of magic, and we just never know about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all write about 5 days a week, and because of all of that writing and, you know, getting to different rooms with a bunch of different writers in town, I've been able to form some great relationships and great friendships. And it's fun to create, you know, songs that make an impact on people's lives with people that are so talented and kind and amazing. Nashville is a very supportive town. And so that helps. You know,
yeah,
it is
right.
such industry, but it's nice that people support each other and lift each other up.
I'm keep waiting for Shelby to ask a question, but she's just sitting here in awe.
I am. Well, I was going to say, like you said, you wanted Plain Jane to be able to like relate to people, and that was the reason why I liked it so much. That's my favorite song right now.
Thank you.
No problem. I mean, it's one of those, I think everyone at some point in their life has felt that way. So it's really cool to actually get some lyrics with it that I feel like most people can relate to.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that it meant something to you.
Well, okay, so are you, do you go out on the road at all, or do you just open for people there in Nashville? What goes on with that as far as live performances?
Yeah, I am going to be going out on the road here in a little bit. I've got some shows in January, and looking to continue booking into the new year. But we keep my calendar updated on my website, noracollins.com. But I'm actually going to be in Texas, and I don't know in relation to Paris where this is, but I'm playing a New Year's Eve show with Shenandoah at the JL Bar Ranch Resort in Sonora, Texas.
Wow. I don't even know where that is.
I don't either. Texas is kind of big.
I'm not exactly sure either.
Well, we'll look it up for sure. And then I know that that was one of the first things when I reached out to try to get you on the air was, are there any small venues in Paris? And I was like, yeah, we have a couple. And I sent them because we'd love to have you here. It would be amazing.
Oh, that would be so fun. I would love that.